This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We're talking about this as a provocation of war. You heard during the break the propagandist, and you heard all the good people giving you the information the propagandist pay them to give you, right? It's all aimed at everybody that refuses a vaccination, which is the majority of the American people. If you don't believe me, just go ahead and look around, friends. Everything is manufactured. It's all made up. What are they doing? They're zeroing in on the people. They're telling us it's for our safety, but if you're on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page, what do you see? Critical nursing shortage. Hit hospital nationwide as nurses quit or are fired over COVID vaccine mandates. Fired over vaccine mandates. And who authorized that? Well, I can always go back to the judges that told us what they're doing is illegal. But either we're going to listen to the law or we're going to listen to the tyrants. Do remember, it was John Locke. He was one of the founders of English common law here in the United States of America called common law, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, that said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Let me say it again. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Now, that quote is directly taken from above the threshold of the door on the way outside of the Supreme Court justices in the state of Minnesota. Guess what's behind the seats of the Supreme Court justices in the state of Minnesota at the state capitol? Moses awaiting the divine law. So where that law ends, tyranny begins. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-betweenites. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And God is not yourself, by the way. Okay, or you're giving lip service over to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and saying, you know, I know who my God is, GD it. Now, don't deceive yourself. Okay? Don't deceive yourself. Read Matthew 3:2, brother from another mother. But look what's happening. It's for our health. It's for our safety. Right? But they're firing nurses. Wow. I mean, this is the same government that sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies. And during this created crisis, this pandemic, they even convinced Americans to shut down their businesses while Planned Parenthood remained open because they said it was essential. For those that don't know the word essential, remember that came from what? The Jews that were behind barbed wire fences under Adolf Hitler. Remember they said they were essential workers, right? Look at the parallel. Oh, my goodness. Look at the parallel, friends. It's unprecedented. To say the least. To say the least. Folks, this is a provocation of war. Speaking of vaccination cards, matter of fact, if I lived in New York, I'd be going up and down the street into businesses and out of businesses, regardless of what they say about vaccine passports, because they're unlawful. Again, Americans, the law's on your side. It's not on the side of the tyrants. Someone just sent this to me, and I want to read it off to you really quick, and tell me what you think of this. The vaccination card is what it's called. Hello. Hi. Table for two, please, as two people enter in to eat at a local restaurant. Sure. And your name? Says the owner of the restaurant. Well, the guest said, Cody. The owner of the restaurant said, great. And do you and your guests have vaccination cards? Hmm, said the guest. Well, first, can you tell us, asked the guest, who our server will be? Well, the owner said, looks like Brad will be your servant tonight. The guest said, great, can you show us Brad's vaccination card, please? The owner said, offended, of course. And the guest goes on, and also, can you provide me with the proof that Brad is not a carrier of the HIV, hepatitis A or B, or any other communicable disease? Same for you and the kitchen staff. I want to see all of their vaccination cards. I want to see all of their medical history. There is HIPAA laws, friends. There is OSHA law, friends. Don't forget that. Said the owner. The guest goes on and says, also, we would prefer not to be served by someone who is on or uses recreational drugs such as marijuana, cocaine, meth, fentanyl, so on and so forth. So if you could provide that for us with Brad's most recent tox screen, that would be great. Matter of fact, I'm going to need to see all of your employees' medical history before I come in and patronize your restaurant ever again. Okay? Let me get the manager for you. Well, that would be great. Thanks. Well, the owner actually called her sidekick. The guest said that would be great. Make sure they have their vax cards and medical records as well. Now, here's the thing, friends. Nobody needs restaurants and other places, but they need us. Don't ever forget that. Start to stand your ground. As a matter of fact, that's a perfect segue into something I started the week off with. And what is it? I have a friend. His name is Rob. He does all of the sound in the state of Minnesota, in the five-state area. He's the guy that's got millions of dollars of staging equipment, trussing, lights, backlines, which is all the instruments that national bands will use. A Blue Oyster Cult decided to call in and ask Rob if they could use his equipment. Can you go ahead and set us up so we can play a show there? Rob said, absolutely, we can do that. So Rob goes down there, brings all of his equipment on his semis, sets up the staging, sets up the trussing, sets up the lights, and rents them all of the backline instruments that they need to play a show. Again, for Blue Oyster Cult here in the state of Minnesota. As a matter of fact, I guess it was at the state fair in Wisconsin. Forgive me, in Wisconsin. Okay, but he's the go-to guy in the Midwest area out of the state of Minnesota. So the night before he got there, Blue Oyster Cult had the audacity to send him an email and tell him that he's got to wear a mask when he gets there to do sound. Now, Rob's a guy that's wide awake to what's going on. Matter of fact, he's infuriated concerning what's going on because he sees it's all aimed at his freedoms and his children's future. He emailed back Blue Oyster Cult and he said, first of all, I'm not wearing a mask because they don't work. Number two, this is communism and shame on you for even you sending this email. And third of all, go find yourself a different person to do your tech job for you. Do you see, friends, how this is put into proper perspective? It's the same thing with corrupt government. You don't need them. They need you. They survive off of what? The taxes of the American taxpayers. But they've abused that power long ago. Now, let me go back to Rob really quick just to show you how this is done. Rob went back the very next day because guess what? Blue Oyster Cult took a step back and realized they needed Rob. Rob did not need Blue Oyster Cult. And he even put up on the cross $250,000 that he was going to be paid by the band to do the show. Now, when I come back on the other side, I'm going to give you the rest of the story because Americans, when you realize your position, you better understand that they need you. You don't need them. I'm going to finish that story in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Liberty, boy, oh boy. Listen, I want you to think about this. So I'm looking at 100 or 322 comments just after the first hour, just on one outlet. And yet you're silent. Hey, folks, let me reassure you of something here. People need to hear that you're out and about doing what it is that you're doing. You know, I just talked to my friend yesterday, who is a registered nurse, about an hour away from where I live right now, and it's a smaller city. And he said the streets were packed with protest. Okay? This is the information I want out there amongst the people, because I want you to understand that for the most part, friends, we're all saying the same thing, and the media wants to isolate you and to single you out to believe that you're the only one that's not going along with it. That's not true in any sense of the word. 1-866-582-9933. How about some new callers? Some of those, what do I want to say? Skittish ones, right, that are kind of hesitant. They want to call, but they're not sure about calling. Call in. If you're sincere, you're going to get a sincere answer. If you want to call in and you want to contend, Jude 3, go ahead. Verse 4, 2, go ahead. Give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me get back to this, because what we're going to get to, friends, in just a couple minutes here, is this is a provocation of war, because a lot of people have not quite heard the information that I'm about ready to unveil. And I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. And some of you may already know, okay? But Health Impact News just reported that the CDC's own stats show a pandemic of the vaccinated with vaccine injuries, 2,604,121 injuries from 571,831 people reported. Do you hear me? Now do you understand why my friend Rob, who does all the sound in the five-state area, is jacked about what's going on? Because he knows the truth of the matter? I was just telling you during the last segment, friends, Rob does all the sound. He's the go-to guy. I don't care if it's Rat, if it's Motley Crue, if it's an old hippie band like Blue Oyster Cult or The Styx, or if it's Prince and those guys. There's another story with that. If I have time to get to it, I will. If not, that's okay, too. But, folks, he does all the sound. He's the go-to guy in the Midwest. Blue Oyster Cult, after he got all set up, sent an email to him the night before the gig and told him he had to wear a mask before he was to come back. He sent them an email, told them that they should be ashamed of themselves. He's not going to be a part of this communist one-world global order. And he told them to go find another tech. He jeopardized $250,000, I'm guesstimating. He didn't care about the money as much as he cared about his freedom and the future of his children. That sounds like our forefathers. Read the end of the Declaration of Independence. Well, guess what happened, friends? He got there the next day, and he said, Bradley, I went back, and I started to tech for them because nobody said anything to me. And he said, before I left, I want you to listen to me. Folks, I can feel the Holy Ghost on this. This is why we need to be exhorted and admonished. Because this is the voice that the media does not want you to hear. He said, Bradley, before I left, my friend Rob, doing sound for, setting up stages for, setting up dressing and lightings for, and backlines for, Blue Oyster Cult, just in this one particular instance, he said, I did my job, nobody said a word to me, and he said, before I left, you ready for this? I want you to look at me. Because this stands against the people that say, one person, who am I, what can I do? Rob found out really quick, and I got to tell you what happened. He said, Bradley, before I left, he said, I didn't see a person with a mask on their face. Woo! Y'all feel that? Because I can. Y'all feel that? Because I can. Not one person did he see wearing a mask. Why? Because one person did not submit. And the fact of the matter is everybody there during that concert already knew what they were being told to do was wrong. They can feel that something's wrong. Well, there is something wrong. This is tyranny. Why? Because the people have left off the law. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. But one man stood. That's all it took. That's all it took, friends, was one man to stand, and guess what happened? Everything changed. Isn't that interesting? Folks, the history of mankind pivots on what one person does over and over and over again. And I'm finding myself share this with you again, and I'm going to go down this road really quick. John G. Lake said, when a Christian tries to live by reason, he's moving out of God's country into the enemy's land. We belong in the miraculous and the supernatural realm. Christians, you need to understand, Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. Christians, you better understand that the Bible says in Isaiah 1:9 that if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's why we're here, because our forefathers did. One person like Moses stood against the face of Pharaoh. One person like Joshua took the children of Israel into the promised land. One person like King David was set as a light to a nation to bring judgment upon corrupt nations. Isaiah 51 verse 4. Judges 6, Gideon, the first thing he was told, that one man, right? That one man, Gideon, was told to tear down his father's altars. And guess what happened at the end of the day? They started out with 30,000. The Lord broke it down to 22,000. Then they broke it down to 10,000. And then the Lord said, those are the men that I'm going to use. Why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. What about Samson with the jawbone of an ass? How many did he slay because he obeyed God? What about the major prophets, the minor prophets, the apostles? Come on, folks! We're having church up in here! It only took one man to bring about change. What about Martin Luther, the great reformer? Here I stand, There is no other. God help me. Remember just him. Remember John Knox, the great reformer from Scotland, that Queen of Scots was scared to death of his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. Oh my goodness. It was just one man. And by the way, John Knox is the responsible party for saying that one man with God is always in the majority. Read Psalm 27. What about Oliver Cromwell, who dealt with the corrupt king? By the way, I want to bring this in because this has been weighing on me, just a tidbit. And by the way, prophetic comes in like this. I know in part and I prophesy in part. Okay? Isaiah 1 Corinthians 13, also put it up against 14. When the gift comes, this is what happens. You're talking about something and all of a sudden out of nowhere this comes in and then you drop the word. Here it is right now. Okay? You can rest assured, like Oliver Cromwell, when he was dealing with King Charles, who was beheaded. Why was he beheaded? Because he kept dissolving the parliament. That's been going on in this country for a long time. Okay? On both sides of the unconstitutional aisle. Okay? Oliver Cromwell dealt with the king from England. His name was King Charles. They had him beheaded. Why? Because at the end of the day, when the king didn't have absolute control over the people, just like what's going to happen in America, you can mark my words on it, just like you could mark everything else that I said, all the way up to the point where we're at right now. Bingo! Thank you for the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14 and 1 John 2:21. You can mark my words, this government, if you don't get a hold of what's going on, which they already have in fact, will use foreign governments and foreign militaries to enforce these unconstitutional edicts against you if you don't put a stop to it right now. You can mark my words on it. Watch out for China and watch out for Russia. Don't tell me about what the United Nations is doing, friends, because it's America that brought forth the United Nations out of World War II. Again, if we're going to destroy ourselves, rest assured, friends, we're already doing it to ourselves, Numbers 32:23. Let's talk about that one person. What about Charles Spurgeon, who used to take to the streets of England when the government would do something that was unconstitutional? Right? Protestant has meaning. What about Jonathan Edwards, that great awakening preacher, who took it to corruption? What about William and Catherine Booth that took it everywhere and anywhere, friends? They were the founders of Salvation Army. We're talking about two people there. What about Sir Thomas More, who didn't bend the knee to the corrupt king? That was violating God's word. And he kept preaching out against it. Though he lost his head, literally, his gift still speaketh. Do they not? Yes, they do. What about our forefathers, who stood alone and then together? What about the Black Robe Regiment? Friends, you need to understand there was only one Jesus. And 2,000 years later, we're still talking about who he is. Why? Not that he's dead and hanging on that cross, because, friends, he's not on that cross anymore. He is alive forever. He sits at the right hand of my Heavenly Father. He is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world, and he is the one that shed his blood to cover our sins. How dare us limit the Holy One of Israel? We're not going to do that. I just wanted to share that. I just wanted to share that in the sense that, friends, you understand what it takes to stand all by yourself if you have to. Be encouraged. Remember Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament? He said everybody fled. And he was standing there by himself. But what does the Bible say? Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were there by themselves in the fire because they refused to bow the knee. Daniel 3. The fourth man appeared. Paul said, going back to the New Testament, he said, but the Lord stood with me. I'd rather have him stand with me than all the armies of the world against our enemy, friends, because I trust more in him than I do in the arm of the flesh. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Got more to come, friends.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
We may be in line for more vaccine mandates. The FDA reportedly set to announce on Monday full authorization for the Pfizer vaccine. Health experts expect many private and public organizations like schools to use this as justification for requiring vaccines. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News yesterday on what needs to be done to stop COVID from spreading in schools.
Masking in schools, absolutely. Distancing, cohorting, testing in schools to decrease transmission. Indeed, we are seeing a concerning number of children who are getting sick from COVID-19. But in many of those cases, and in most of those cases, it is because these prevention measures are actually not being taken.
Full authorization for the Moderna shot could be several weeks away. GM issuing a recall of the Chevy Bolt. The company announcing yesterday it's recalling all Bolts worldwide because the electric car's lithium-ion batteries could catch fire. The recall involving about 60,000 cars in the U.S. and 73,000 worldwide. This is USA Radio News. World leaders addressing the collapse of the Afghan government. German media reporting that Chancellor Angela Merkel told members of her party that these are bitter events for those who believed in democracy and freedom, especially for women. A U.K. official calls the Taliban takeover a foreign policy disaster. President Biden, though, doesn't see this tarnishing our image around the world.
I have seen no question of our credibility from our allies around the world. I've spoken with our NATO allies. The fact of the matter is, I have not seen that. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite I've got. The exact opposite thing is we're acting with dispatch. We're acting, committing to what we said we would do.
President Biden speaking yesterday at the White House. A security alert issued today from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul advises U.S. citizens to avoid going to the airport due to potential security threats. New England bracing for a rare weather event. Tropical storm Henri could make landfall in the area tomorrow as a hurricane. It would be the first time a hurricane makes landfall in New England in 30 years. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, there's so much information coming at me right now. Okay, guys, there's so much information coming at me right now, friends. I really, honestly, just to put this in order, it's you again. I've said it a million times, and I mean not to reiterate it, but friends, this is where the attack is taking place. You are under fire in a big way. In a big way. You just heard it. Folks, don't tell me this wasn't all pre-planned. It was all pre-planned. It was all pre-planned. We've exposed every single facet of this pandemic for exactly what it is. And it is exhausting. It is keeping my ears peeled from having live contacts from registered nurses to doctors to frontline attorneys to even bringing doctors on, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and the list goes on, and giving you the information that you need. Look at this. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the right side of the page. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. This is the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. He wears a mask to show you how serious he is about his health. The guy weighs about 300 pounds and he's probably about 5 feet tall. But we've already shown you political theater and how they've been busted. as the actors that they are in the circus of politics. They're all just being used. They've all sold their souls, friends. That's just where things are at. Can't make it up, can't change it to make you understand any clearer than what we have today. Someone just posted this on social media platforms, too. I'm Bill Gates. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a said representative. But I'm the one setting the narrative because I have the money to do so. It says on this little meme here, I was a tech nerd until I decided there were too many people on the earth. Wow. And then the other one on the right is him shaking the hands of Tedros Adhanom. He's the head of the WHO. He said, I'm not a doctor neither. I was a Marxist terrorist until I took over the World Health Organization. That's a fact. He's not a doctor neither. But yet, this guy on the left right here comes up with a, you can go ahead and Google it, cross-check everything I'm telling you right now. You can go ahead and check out Luciferis, his new patent on Google. Him and his wife came up with it before they allegedly were divorced, right? Comes up with a patent called Luciferis. Does that sound familiar, friends? Revelation 13, 17. It's a part of it, but can it be stopped? Absolutely, it can be stopped. I want to reiterate another point here real quick, and it's going to get a little messy, but you know what? I'll just read it. Because the cat was just let out of the bag in part concerning what I'm going to cover here today. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I don't like when you're quiet. I really don't. I know I'm dumping a lot of information. I know that this is not the radio station to debate, because we're giving you facts. Facts are stubborn things. There's nothing to debate when it comes to truth. I understand that, but I still like hearing your perspective. I still like hearing your words of exhortation or admonishment that other people need to hear. And by the way, don't be selfish about it if I can be so bold. Other people need to hear what's being done in your back doors, because that will encourage them to do the same things. That's what needs to happen. And again, let me reiterate the point. We're all saying the same things, except those that are allowed to set the narrative. And notice it's always coming from the same people. Over the last 15 months, the narratives have been continuously set by the same corrupt individuals that we know that are corrupt. This is a brand new post just this morning. It's a picture. If you're on social media platforms, I'll show it to you real quick. I'm going to go off of it because it looks a little messy here. But you get the point. It's actual. Two pictures under Adolf Hitler's Third Reich before they were exterminated. That's not a fear tactic. It's the truth. Take it how you want to take it. But it says right in this post, sometimes so small you don't even realize anything is happening at all. I want to show you how small it is. It started out with wear a mask for a week or two. To now, if you don't have a vaccine passport, these experimental injections, if you don't have proof that you took one, all the while knowing the adverse side effects and even death over and over and over again, then you're not going to be a part of society. Oh, my goodness. Yes, that's really what's happening. These aren't small steps, friends. This is blatantly happening in the face of the American people that are armed to the teeth. Lawful reformation, not revolution, but you've already been a partaker of the revolution if you haven't been paying attention. Let me go back to this quote. This quote is from a Hungarian Jew from the documentary The Last Days. And the question was, as people wonder, how is it that we didn't do something about it? 330 million people I'm making this applicable to. How is it that you sit there and you let them do this? Right? People wonder, how is it that we didn't do anything? The people that were led to the slaughter. He said, we didn't run away. He said, we didn't hide. Well, things didn't happen at once. Well, they did disarm them. That is one thing they got over on them. Things happened very slow. By the way, that is the judgments of God, incrementalism. Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. Leviticus 26, which precedes Deuteronomy. You can go ahead and check that out. Starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. He said, things happened very, very slowly each time a new law came out. These are not laws. These are policies which undermine constitutional law, as the woman pointed out during the first segment of the show today. It happened very, very slowly. They said every time a new law came out or a new restriction, what's happening today? We said, well, just another thing. It will blow over. But when we had to wear the yellow star, when we had to prove proof of vaccination, We started to worry about it. Why is it that you've waited this long to respond? When right on the offset of this whole conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, it's interesting that the American people didn't want to listen when the federal judges, when the Supreme Court judges, when the state judges told you that what the governors were doing was illegal. You just let it go. When they told you to shut down your businesses, well, a majority of the people just shut down their businesses and they took the money. Oh my goodness, did I fail to tell you, friends? Those that have taken the money, right, these businesses that now are being paid to attack their clientele and their customers because they took the money from the state and the state stole the money from me and you. You know that money the businesses took? You know the $150,000 of our tax dollars that the government illegally reallocated to these businesses to shut down? And what was the reason for that? To corral them into their corporate alliances. Remember, billionaires aggrandized their wealth up to 27% worldwide. Oh, what was it about? 155,000 businesses were shut down. 60% will never open again. You did it to yourselves, folks. But let me clarify this. For all of the businesses that thought you were just going to take the $150,000 and stay above the water and then begin to be extorted by the government that stole our money to keep you in business, only for you to attack us when we came into your stores, I want you to keep in mind one thing. You have to pay that money back, don't you? Yep. There's always a catch, isn't there, with corruption? Oh, yes, there is. What's the catch? Let me tell you what the catch is. Not only do they have to pay back the money, right? This was for the first attack by government, state and federal governments, when they told people to shut down. They took the $150,000. Well, let me ask you, what happens when these businesses have to pay the money back and then there's another mandatory shutdown? Guess what it says on the contract, friends? It says on the contract that if you cannot pay the money back, not just is your business being put up for collateral, but all of your personal belongings are put up for collateral as well. Oh, my goodness. So what happens if they come in and shut everything down again, friends? The government knew all the well what they were going to do because this, every step of the way, is all pre-planned. And if you think otherwise, you are out of your mind. You are out of your mind. It's all pre-planned. And where do I get that from? I think of what Roosevelt said back in the 30s when he said, presidents aren't they're not elected, they're selected. Everything is pre-planned. Unless the American people play the stumbling block to their corruptions, which the church is called to do, Ephesians 5:11. Not only are we called to do that, but we're called to reprove it. But let me go back to this. Not only do they have to pay the money back, but if there's another shutdown, they're not able to pay it back. That's what the government's doing, friends. They're stealing all the more, aren't they? To the useful idiots that went along with them in the first place. And do forgive me for those that call themselves Christians in this country, and I'm speaking to the 53 countries that are listening to us, those that bowed the knee and played the Judas and took the money and sold out their congregants, that's not the church. I just want to make clear, that is not the church. That's a lack of Christianity. That is a bunch of individuals that call themselves Christians when in fact they are playing the Judas. And that's exactly who they are. And you know what they did, just like Judas, at the end of the day? By bowing the knee and taking the money, now speaking to the churches, they committed suicide, just like Judas, didn't they? Oh, yes, they did. The church in this country better get your game on. And I shouldn't even say it that way, but you better get your Christ on and put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, because you are in a war. And if this is not a provocation of war, what's going on in this country, what is? What is? So folks, all of those businesses that thought it was really cute and all the churches that shut down and bent the knee to the corrupt, who had no business shutting down anybody's business, at the end of the day, it catches you, doesn't it? Because, in fact, if, again, they shut down, you're done. But I also want to say on the other side of that, that is the best place a man can be sometimes. And it's the worst of enemies a tyrant can have. Why? Because those people no longer have anything to lose. You better put this into perspective before the Lord, friends, because I'm always putting it in the light of the countenance of the Most High God in the light of Scripture, right? The Word is a lamp. The law is a light, right? Yeah. And I love you enough to tell you the truth, friends. We've been had if we keep bowing our knees to this garbage. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you how this is a provocation of war. And again, friends, final segment, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale.
Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, final word here. Thank you guys down at GCN for doing a great job. Thank you, Judah, for doing a great job here locally. Thank you for the listenership. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of the 153 radio stations that we are on across the country. Do check us out and subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also over to beforeitsnews.com. You can always jump onto social media platforms over there. If you go back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, what you'll find is where you can actually join us on a live stream. You can watch us 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so on and so forth. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, and go ahead and subscribe. I want to get over to this really quick. I have one more segment if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to ask you a question. Is this a provocation of war? FDA will grant full approval. FDA will grant full approval to Pfizer's COVID vaccine on Monday. All on, right on cue. The FDA plans to give the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine full approval by Monday, making it the first COVID jab to receive this designation. The two-dose vaccine was the first to receive emergency use authorization. The reason they're saying that is because they want to try to justify the unjustifiable and saying what they're doing is lawful when in fact it's unconstitutional, which makes it and renders it illegal. Okay? And it says officials had expected to approve the vaccine before Labor Day, but decided to expedite the timeline. Experts hope the full approval will quell hesitancies some unvaccinated Americans have before they get the jab. Listen to me carefully. Some unvaccinated Americans have before they get the jab. Listen to me. I'm not getting a jab. You say what you will. I had a friend tell me last week, I was born free and I'm going to die free. So am I. So am I. I am not going to stand by and allow what happened in other countries to happen in the United States of America. I cannot go to Arlington Cemetery. I cannot look at the cross of Christ and say I did nothing in the face of tyranny when they did everything in the face of tyranny and sacrificing themselves to give me the freedoms that I have today. No way. I don't care who approves it. I don't care. No. It's called defiance. Folks, I don't care if they try to create a law. Do you understand? They're trying to give the final authority and the final say through administrative law, which is completely illegal, to the medical industry. And going back again to the Third Reich, what was it that they used? The medical industry is the final say. And what was their slogan? For your safety. And who was it that they exterminated? The ones that Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels convinced 80 million Germans to believe were, guess what? Diseased. Woo! Wow! Wow! We're in some serious times. Why are you so giddy, Bradley? Because I don't understand other people that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are just going along and acting like it's not happening. I don't understand it, but I know, in fact, firsthand, that that is not happening amongst the grassroots level. The FDA will grant full approval to Pfizer's COVID vaccine on Monday. We all knew they were going to do this. Hey, folks, going back to my dream, is this the tsunami? Oh, you better know it. No, it is. Did I not tell you the first day I shared it with you? When I get it, I got it. And I'm not talking about some lunacy, about some happy little false prophet going around and saying peace, peace. That's not how it came. They come in fear, man. They come in fear when I get them. You wake up trembling. You feel it in your heart that something's not right. And you know what you just got was from the Lord. Why? Because every time the Lord spoke or he appeared, what happened? People hit the dirt. That's exactly how it came. First one wave, it's going to be a small one. Then the second one's going to be bigger. And I knew that the Lord was saying that the people have to stop the second wave. Because if they don't, the tsunami is coming. And what's the new news today coming from the said conservatives that are doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of the bad guys and doing nothing to stop it? Yesterday's liberals, in fact, Matthew 5:13. They're saying that there's nothing you can do to stop it. Oh, yes, there is 330 million people, 86% of you that profess to be Christians. There's everything in your power that you can do about it. I want you to listen to Dr. Herbert Lee. I want you to see this so you can see it for yourself, first and foremost. It's right here, what I'm going to read, if you're on social media platforms. And again, if you're not, I'm going to read it for you, the narrative. The FDA protects the big drug companies. Of course they do. And it's subsequently rewarded, and using the government's police powers, they attack those who threaten the big drug companies. People think that the FDA is protecting them. This is like the CIA. This is like the FBI. People think that the FDA is protecting them. He said, Dr. Herbert Lay said, it isn't. He said what the FDA is doing and what the public thinks it is doing are as different as night and day. Folks, is this not a provocation of war? Of course it is. They mean to steamroll you. That tsunami is coming in. And I want to tell you what, the only one that's going to subside that tsunami to where we're at right now is my daddy. You go ahead and laugh and mock all you want, all of you mockers and scoffers. But the fact of the matter is, like I've always said, they were laughing at Noah too until it started to rain. And it is raining, Americans. It is a raining, oh, in a big way, is it not? They are relentlessly aligning themselves in an attack on the people on a global basis to establish a global order, which, again, nobody can deny. As a matter of fact, I thank you, Lord. This just came to my aid. Tim Brown just posted this, and I'm going to pull it up, and I want you to see this if it will let me do it. For some reason, it's acting up right now, which comes as no surprise. But what I'll do is I'll just sneak over to Tim's site, and I want you to see this really quick concerning what, in fact, is going on in Australia, because guess what they're doing over there, friends? Besides stripping away their parents, kids from their parents, enforcing a jab. Where are you at, Tim? Okay, not there. It's a video of in Australia where they're talking about individuals on the media talking about the global order. The New World Order is here, they say. The New World Order is here, they say. Did you hear what I said? They're saying the New World Order is here. Are you going to let this fly, Americans? And remember, these are the people that were forecasting for a long time what was going to happen, right? Saying, out of chaos, we will create a new order. And again, what begs the question, and you know the answer all the well, who's creating the chaos? They are. They are. Folks, these people no more scare me than the enemy of our souls does. Why? Because my big brother, when he said, "It is finished," gave me power in Luke 10:19 to stand upon it, in life or in death. We're in some serious times. We need to quit playing games, because this is not a game, as you can well see. As I just shared with you a moment ago, friends, what is happening now? The FDA, on Monday, we all knew this was coming, therefore they just want to justify it. Why do they have to approve it? It's interesting, they never had it approved before, but they were already starting force compliance measures. It was never approved. This is what they're doing to justify it. They can't justify what in fact is happening. When you look over in Brazil right now, what's happening? 32,000 people are dead in Brazil. Okay, 32,000 people are dead in Brazil. This guy right here on Health Impact News, more patients are dying from the vaccine than from COVID. Of course they are. We already knew that. He said, "I've seen 32 elderly people pass away immediately after taking the Moderna vaccine." Why is this all being censored? What is this all about? Are you kidding me, Americans? This is all about genocide. It's exactly what it's about. And keep in mind, I didn't say it. No, I didn't. Bill Gates said it. And who's directing this narrative? Bill Gates is. You better start communicating with people, and you better start getting to the point where you have in your mind that you will defend yourselves, you will not disarm, you will defy, and not only that, friends, but you will deal with the criminal conspirators that are a part of this criminal conspiracy taking place on a global basis. Love you enough to tell you what the other cowards are unwilling to tell you. All you cowards, by the way, read Revelation 21, verse 8, starting there, because you're the first ones to go on that day. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.